This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 8 of the 11 Board of Elementary and Secondary Education seats are up for election on October 24th. And while board members don't get paid a penny for their service, big bucks are being invested in the race.
The Louisiana Association of Business Industry, for example, is going to put just as much money, almost, into the Bessie races as they will all of the legislative races.
Jeremy Alford with LawPolitics.com notes this is the second election cycle in a row with major money going into the Bessie races.
4 years ago, Governor Bobby Jindal, in concert with the Republican Party, dumped a lot of money into this race to elect what they called the reform candidates.
Jindal had a $7 million war chest in 2011 and little competition for his second term. He also wanted to be sure he had enough yes votes to get John White installed as state superintendent. He got them and more.
This is a group that ended up instituting changes to teacher tenure and charters and vouchers.
This year, the battle is over Common Core. Business in general wants to keep it, and they're spending money to keep Jim Garvey, Kira Orange Jones, and Holly Bofi.
There's probably a half dozen PACs on the pro-reform side, on the business side.
On the other hand,
there's a parents group called a Flip Bessie that has a field of candidates that they're backing. There's another group, a national group, that opposes these corporate-backed education changes.
They want Garvey, Orange Jones, and Bofi gone, but want to keep Lottie Beebe, Mary Harris, and Carolyn Hill on Bessie. Business is supporting Sandy Holloway over Beebe, Tony Davis over Harris, and Jada Lewis over Hill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.